Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Member by Ram Gold. I am the Mezekes Bab Metzia Daf Tzadi Test. The eighth parak has Shoel Sapara. The eighth parak has been generously sponsored by Nishmas Rav Yaakov Moshe Ben Rabbi Yamin Yosef Al Hashalom. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah taught that if the owner sent the cow with his own slave at the borrower's request, the borrower is immediately liable. The Gemara objects, Yad Evik Yad Rabo. But a slave's hand is halakhically like the owner's hand, and it should remain in the owner's possession. Shmuel answers that the Mishnah refers to sending with his Eved Ivri, Lekani Legufe, whose physical self the master does not acquire. Therefore, the borrower becomes liable while the servant transports it. Rav says the Mishnah can refer to an Evek Nani, but the case is, as the Gemara concludes, where the borrower said, Ikisha b'makav hi tavo, strike it with a stick and it'll come to me. Rav ruled about such a case, gave it to Yatsis Mishus Mashu Umesa Chayev. As soon as it left the lender's domain and died, the borrower is liable. Point number two, Rav Huna said, Hashol kardo mechavero, regarding one who borrows a hatchet from his fellow. Bakabo, kno, if he chopped with it, he acquired it, but does not acquire it beforehand. Since the Shoel is liable for onsin even before acquiring it, Rav Huna's ruling must have been lachazara, regarding the owner's retraction from the loan. He may retract until the borrower acquires the hatchet, after which it's in the borrower's domain for the loan period. Rav Huna says the Shoel acquires with usage and not meshicha, which disagrees with Rabbi Ami, who said, Hamashil kardim shel hektish, one who lends a hatchet of hektish to someone, ma'al lefi tovus anoshabo, violated me'ila equal to the pleasure of benefit gained from the loan, meaning the borrower's gratitude to him, which must be repaid to hektish, v'chavero mutu levakebo l'chadchila, and his fellow, the borrower, is fully permitted to shop with it because that usage was already converted to chulin through the loan. Biyami must hold the borrower acquires the loan with the original Mashicha before the usage, because otherwise the Me'ila did not yet take place and it would not be permitted to use. Rabbi Elazar, as well as a Braisa, also says, Keder Shetikna Mashicha B'Lukukhos, just as they instituted Mashicha for purchasers, Kach Tikna Mashicha B'Shomrim, so too they instituted Mashicha for Shomrim. And point number three, Shmuel said that if one stole a cake of pressed dates, which contains 50 dates, which are sold together for 49 prutos, but can be sold individually for a pruta each, totaling 50, then if the cake belonged to an ordinary person, he pays 49. But if it belonged to Hektish, he pays 50 plus the additional surcharge of a fifth. The Gemara explains that although the private owner can claim he would have sold the dates individually, so his loss is 50 prutos, a Mishnah teaches that damages of crops are assessed not based on their own value, but in the broader context of the field's selling value. Thus, damages to a private individual, as well as theft, which is a form of damage, are assessed leniently. The Gemara said this contradicts another ruling of Shmuel's. A Mishnah teaches that if one stole a beam from Hektish and built it into his house, he violates Me'ila after benefiting from it. Shmuel derived from this that if one lives in his fellow's house without his knowledge, he must pay him. We see that Shmuel equated Hektish's payment to that of a hedyot. The Gemara concludes that Shmuel retracted from this latter ruling. So once again, the three points are number one. The Mishnah taught that if the owner sent a cow with his own slave at the borrower's request, the borrower is immediately liable. The Gemara objects, Yad Evik, Yad Rabo, but a slave's hand is halakhically like the owner's hand, and it should remain in the owner's possession. Shmuel answers that the Mishnah refers to sending with his Eved Ivri, Lekani Legufe, whose physical self the master does not acquire. Therefore, the borrower becomes liable while the servant transports it. Rav says the Mishnah can refer to an Evek Nani, but the case is, as the Gemara concludes, where the borrower said, Ikisha b'makav hi tavo, strike it with a stick and it'll come to me. Rav ruled about such a case, gave it to Yatsis Mishus Mashu Umesa Chayev. As soon as it left the lender's domain and died, the borrower is liable. Point number two, Rav Huna said, Hashol kardo mechavero, regarding one who borrows a hatchet from his fellow. Bakabo, kno, if he chopped with it, he acquired it, but does not acquire it beforehand. Since the Shoel is liable for onsin even before acquiring it, Rav Huna's ruling must have been lachazara, regarding the owner's retraction from the loan. He may retract until the borrower acquires the hatchet, after which it's in the borrower's domain for the loan period. Rav Huna says the Shoel acquires with usage and not meshicha, which disagrees with Rabbi Ami, who said, Hamashil kardim shel hektish, one who lends a hatchet of hektish to someone, ma'al lefi tovus anoshabo, violated me'ila equal to the pleasure of benefit gained from the loan, meaning the borrower's gratitude to him, which must be repaid to hektish, v'chavero mutu levakebo l'chadchila, and his fellow, the borrower, is fully permitted to shop with it because that usage was already converted to chulin through the loan. Biyami must hold the borrower acquires the loan with the original Mashicha before the usage, because otherwise the Me'ila did not yet take place and it would not be permitted to use. Rabbi Elazar, as well as a Braisa, also says, Keder Shetikna Mashicha B'Lukukhos, just as they instituted Mashicha for purchasers, Kach Tikna Mashicha B'Shomrim, so too they instituted Mashicha for Shomrim. And point number three, Shmuel said that if one stole a cake of pressed dates, which contains 50 dates, which are sold together for 49 prutos, but can be sold individually for a pruta each, totaling 50, then if the cake belonged to an ordinary person, he pays 49. But if it belonged to Hektish, he pays 50 plus the additional surcharge of a fifth. The Gemara explains that although the private owner can claim he would have sold the dates individually, so his loss is 50 prutos, a Mishnah teaches that damages of crops are assessed not based on their own value, but in the broader context of the field's selling value. Thus, damages to a private individual, as well as theft, which is a form of damage, are assessed leniently. The Gemara says that this contradicts another ruling of Shmuel's. A Mishnah teaches that if one stole a beam from Hektish and built it into his house, he violates Me'ilah after benefiting from it. Shmuel derived from this that if one lives in his fellow's house without his knowledge, he must pay him. We see that Shmuel equated Hektish's payment to that of a hedyot. The Gemara concludes that Shmuel retracted from this latter ruling. All right, so now we go to our Siman Davit Sadi Tess, and our standard Siman is a cheetah. A cheetah. So here goes. The cheetah owner's Ebek Nani, who wasn't too sure if the one who wanted to borrow the cheetah was wise to tell him to strike it with a stick and it will come to me, making him immediately liable, just as the one who had lent him a hatchet to protect himself asked for it back before he could use it. Notice the cheetah had its eyes on a thief who stole a cake of pressed dates, which contained 50 dates, and was selling it for 49 prutos. Once again, it's a motion. The cheetah, that must be one tough. Sadi Tess. The cheetah owner's Ebek Nani, who wasn't too sure if the one who wanted to borrow the cheetah was wise to tell him to strike it with a stick and will come to me, making him immediately liable. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if the owner sent a cow with his own slave at the borrower's request, the borrower is immediately liable. Rav says the Mishnah can refer to an Ebek Nani, but the case is, as the Gemara concludes, where the borrower said, strike it with a stick and will come to me. Rav ruled about such a case, as soon as it left the lender's domain and died, the borrower is liable. So the cheetah owner's Ebek Nani, who wasn't too sure if the one who wanted to borrow the cheetah was wise to tell him to strike it with a stick and will come to me, making him immediately liable, just as the one who lent him a hatchet to protect himself asked for it back before he could use it. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas if a borrower acquires the item with usage or mashicha, such as in the case of one who borrowed a hatchet and the owner wants to retract. So the cheetah owner's Ebek Nani, who wasn't too sure if the one who wanted to borrow the cheetah was wise to tell him to strike it with a stick and will come to me, making him immediately liable, just as the one who had lent him a hatchet to protect himself asked for it back before he could use it, knows the cheetah had its eyes on a thief who stole a cake of pressed dates, which contained 50 dates, and was selling it for 49 prutos. Which reminds us, Shmuel said that if one stole a cake of pressed dates, which contains 50 dates, which are sold together for 49 prutos, but can be sold individually for a pruta each, totaling 50, then if the cake belonged to an ordinary person, he pays 49. But if it belonged to Hektish, he pays 50 plus the additional surcharge of a fifth. The Gemara explains that although the private owner can claim he would have sold the dates individually, so his loss is 50 prutos, a Mishnah teaches that damages of crops are assessed not based on their own value, but in the broader context of the field's selling value. Thus, damages to a private individual, as well as theft, which is a form of damage, are assessed leniently. So once again, the cheetah owner's Ebek Nani, who wasn't too sure if the one who wanted to borrow the cheetah was wise to tell him to strike it with a stick and will come to me, making him immediately liable, just as the one who lent him a hatchet to protect himself asked for it back before he could use it, knows the cheetah had its eyes on a thief who stole a cake of pressed dates, which contained 50 dates, and was selling it for 49 prutos. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blabach Hazara. Daf Tzadi Hei, so the simmer Daf Tzadi Hei is a Tzahal tank. So here goes. The tank enthusiast, tank, that must be on Duff, Tzadi Hey, Tzal Tank. The tank enthusiast who let his neighbor borrow one of his tanks, which got stolen right in front of them, so the neighbor was exempt, which reminds us, after deriving the liabilities of the various types of Shomrim, the Gemara then seeks the source of the exemption of Baal Avimo, which is written by Shoel regarding a mishap of Shvura Umesa, applies to Geneva Va'aveda as well. It can't be derived from the other mishaps, which are Onsin. The Gemara suggests deriving it from Shomasakra, whose exemption of Baal Avimo applies to its liabilities, meaning Geneva Va'aveda, but then asks for the source to apply the Baal Avimo exemption to Shomasakra itself. So the tank enthusiast who let his neighbor borrow one of his tanks, which got stolen right in front of them, so the neighbor was exempt, was outraged when another neighbor was negligent and drove a different tank into a swamp and claimed he was exempt too, since Baal Avimo, which reminds us, Rav Acha and Ravina debate the law of Pshia Babalim, negligence of a shomer where the owner was in the service. One holds him liable for negligence, although he's putter for other mishaps. The other opinion holds that a shomer is exempt even from pshia, even from negligence in the case of Baal Avimo. So the tank enthusiast, who let his neighbor borrow one of his tanks, which got stolen right in front of them, so the neighbor was examined, was outraged when another neighbor was negligent and drove a different tank into a swamp and claimed he was exempt too, since Bob you mow, and responded that this is only when the owner is in his service from the time of the loan until the mishap, which reminds us, Rav Hamnuna said, Lo'am hu chayev, the borrower is always liable unless the borrowed cow is being used for plowing and the owner plows with it for the borrower, or the borrowed donkey is being used to carry goods and the owner drives the donkey by walking behind it, v'achiyu bali mishal she'ela ad shel shavur u'mesa, and also unless the owner is in his service from the time of the loan until the time of the animal's limb was broken or it died. His opinion is refuted. Daf Tzadivav. So the Simon Daf Tzadivav is a town crier, someone who calls out the king's commandment. So here goes. The town crier, that must be one Daf Tzadivav, sub, one who proclaims the king's commandments. The town crier who borrowed a friend's prize-winning cow to appear wealthy in order to get a loan to buy an expensive trumpet, which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama asks a series of questions, which Rashi explains to be about a borrower's liability. The second one being, if one borrowed a cow to appear wealthy through it, meaning so people extend him credit, is he liable as a shoel? Do we say, Mamona be'ina, we merely require borrowing something of value, which is satisfied here, or must he also benefit from the borrowed item, but here he doesn't benefit from using the animal itself? So the town crier who borrowed a friend's prize-winning cow to appear wealthy in order to get a loan to buy an expensive trumpet was embarrassed when the owner of the cow approached him and said, go and be borrowed for me together with my cow, which reminds us, Ravina asked Rav Ashi, if one says, go and be borrowed for me together with my cow, meaning he instructed him to service the borrower of his cow on his behalf, does this qualify for the exemption of Baal of Imo? Do we require Baal of Mamish, the literal owner, which the Shaliach is not, or do we apply the principle of Shluchu Shaladim Kamoso, a person's Shaliach is legally like himself? So the town crier who borrowed a friend's prize-winning cow to appear wealthy in order to get a loan to buy an expensive trumpet was embarrassed when the owner of the cow approached him and said, go and be borrowed for me, together with my cow, to the man who was exempt when the cow he had previously borrowed died during his work. Which reminds us, the question was asked, if a borrowed animal is weakened because of work performed for the borrower, what's the halacha? Is the borrower liable, like for any mishap? Rav Chilki, Braid Rav Avi, responded that the question implied that if the animal died from working for the borrower would be liable. To this, he objected that the borrower can say, I didn't borrow it to keep it in an enclosure, but to use it. Rav agreed and ruled that not only were the animal was weakened from work, but even Mesa Machmas Malach, if it died because of work performed for the borrower, he's pater. Dav Tzadizayin, so the simmer Dav Tzadizayin is chess. So here goes. The chess player, that must be one Dav Tzadizayin, chess. The chess player who lost the game when his borrowed cat piece was killed by his opponent's many mice pieces, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that a man once borrowed a cat to eliminate mice. However, the mice banded together and killed the cat. Rav Ashi asks, Ki mesa machmas malachi dami or lo? Is it like an animal which died because of its work or not? Tosos explains that perhaps you should not have placed the cat among such a large group of mice. So the chess player who lost the game on his borrowed cat piece was killed by his opponent's many mice pieces, and then his half-borrowed, half-rented cat piece died on the time it was borrowed space, which reminds us, the next mission discusses one who borrowed a cow for half the day and rented it for the other half, or borrowed it for one day and rented it for the next day, or rented one cow and borrowed another, and the cow died. The owner says in the respective cases, the borrowed cow died in the final case, or it died on the day it was borrowed in the middle case, or it died while it was borrowed in the first case, claiming the borrower or the renter should be liable. And he responds, "Ini yodea, I do not know, he's chayef to pay." So the chess player who lost the game when his borrowed cat piece was killed by his opponent's many mice pieces, and then his half-borrowed, half-rented cat piece died on the time it was borrowed space, was told by his opponent who was Bari, Yom Yamana, and he responded, Shema, I do not know, which reminds us, the Mishnah's first ruling requires the defendant to pay when the owner claims the cow died while borrowed, and the defendant says he doesn't know. This apparently proves that if one says to another, Manali biyadcha, you owe me a mana, Omer eini yadea, and the other says, I do not know, Chayim, he's liable to pay. Now, this case is a Machlokas Amoraim, where Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda say the defendant is chayv since the claimant is certain, Bari, and the defendant is uncertain, Shema, and Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan say he's pater because the uncertainty defense is not sufficient proof to require payment. Dav Tzadiches. So the simmer Dav Tzadiches relates to Tzchok, and we use a clown. So here goes. The clown, clown, that must be more Dav Tzadiches, Tzchok. The clown doing the hilarious two borrowed, one rented cow act admitting that one borrowed cow died but wasn't sure about the other dead one, which reminds us, in the final case in the mission, the owner claims he gave two cows as a loan and one as a rental, and both borrowed cows died. The defendant admits that one borrowed cow died but is uncertain which of the other two died. In all the cases, the defendant must swear, and since he cannot, he must pay. So the clan doing the hilarious two borrowed, one rented cow act, admitting that one borrowed cow died, but wasn't sure about the other dead one, while his partner who rented a cow after borrowing it with the owner servicing him tried to claim bala vimo still applies, which reminds us, Rabbi Abba Bar Mama asked, Sha'ala Babalim, if one borrowed an animal with the owner servicing him, and then rented it from him without the owner servicing him, when the rental began, does the bala vimo exemption apply during the rental period? Do we consider the two periods of Shemira as separate transactions, and he would thus be liable for Gneva Vaveda for the rental? Or do we say rental is connected to borrowing since the liabilities of the rental, Gneva Vaveda, were already present at the time of the loan? Thus we may view the rental as a continuation of the original loan transaction, which was made with Bala Vimo. So the clan doing the hilarious two borrowed, one rented cow act, admitting that one borrowed cow died, but wasn't sure about the other dead one, while his partner who rented a cow after borrowing it with the owner servicing him had tried to claim bala vimo still applies, concluded the show right after a clown dressed as an owner's shaliach announced the borrowed cow he was delivering had died in transit, which reminds us, the next mission states that if someone was borrowing a cow, and the owner sent it to him with his son, his slave, or a shaliach, or with the borrower's son, slave, or shaliach, the borrower is pater until he receives it. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you learn if one gives a get with a condition at the beginning that's impossible to fulfill? We learn the get is valid, that's on duff. Sadi Dal. Good. Number two, which stuff do you have a case where one borrowed two cows and rented one and admits that one borrowed cow died but is not sure the status of the second dead animal? That's on duff. Sadi Ches. Good. Number three, which stuff do you learn the source of Baal of Imo applying to Gneva Va'aveda? That's on duff. Tzadi Hey. Good. Number four, which of the one a shomer can stipulate to reduce his liability? That's on duff. Tzadi Dal. Good. Number five, which stuff be the case of one sending one's cow with one's evikanani, and the borrower says to strike the cow and it will come to me, and then the borrower becomes liable? That's on duff. Tzadi Tes. Good. Number six, which stuff do we discuss if a borrowed cow which died while killing mice is considered mesa machmas malacha? That's on duff. Tzadi Zayin. Good. Number seven, which of the one of Shoel is exempt if the animal died machmas malacha because of its work? That's on duff. Tzadi Vav. Good. Number eight, which duff do you discuss the difference between paying for stolen hektish and chulin for a cake of pressed dates? That's on duff. Tzadi Tes. Good. Number nine, which duff do you discuss when a Shoel becomes liable when the cow dies in transit? That's on duff. Tzadi Ches. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we melko? Because if a borrower acquires an item, such as a hatchet, with usage or meshicha, that's on daf. Tzadi Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.